This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Iowa Congressman Steve King, a Republican representing the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District. He joins us today to say that the American people need to come to Washington and tell the Democratic majority in Congress that they absolutely want nothing to do with the Democratic version of health care reform that's slated to be voted on in the House in just a few days. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on. This is an urgent item, and I appreciate you taking it up, Greg.
What are you specifically asking the people to do?
I'm asking people to come to Washington, D.C. This bill will be filed for a rule on about tomorrow. And then it has to sit for 72 hours in order for it to be brought up for a debate on the floor. We are having an event, a press and a gathering for everybody that can come to Washington, D.C. at the United States Capitol here at noon on Thursday. Now, it's going to take longer than that, and it can start earlier than that, but that's the crescendo gathering will be at noon on Thursday. And I'm asking everybody that can get here to come here. If you want to defend your freedom, if people have been asking for the last 2 months, what can I do, what can I do? And I have said, call, write, go see your congressman. Now this call is, come to Washington to save your freedom. And it's the only thing that's going to change this. Nancy Pelosi has already filled out the scorecard, and they're just marking time now to buy enough votes in order to get 218 votes to get it to pass. Nothing that I can say or anyone in this Congress that can say in debate is going to change this. It'll be the American people that can change it. And on that day, we will have with us John Voight, the actor, is coming in, and he's more than an actor if you've seen him in the media. Mark Levin, a doctor, will also be here. Dr. Betsy McCoy, who has written much about this national health care in the Wall Street Journal. Tony Perkins. There will be others, but those I can announce will be here. Michelle Bachmann will be here. I will be here. Tom Price, the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, will be here, and we're calling upon the American people, come defend your freedom. Do so politely, within the law, respectfully, but do it as emphatically as you can within those limits. That's the only thing that is going to turn this thing around. And so we reached this conclusion last Thursday and decided to make this call. It's been a little hard to get it lit up over the weekend. There's still time to get here, and there's time to save the freedom that we have left from this great big grab of our freedom, which would shut off every American's right to buy a health insurance policy by the year 2013, unless they change the rules after the fact. And you can go right down through the list, cut Medicare by $500 billion and raise taxes by $729 billion. The list goes on and on, but mostly it's the framework that takes us to socialized medicine and takes away our freedom and diminishes our health care in this country over the long haul, reduces the number of practitioners, reduces our access to health care. And those things are generational in the damage that it is. But the most important thing is it takes away our freedom to buy the health insurance policy of our choice, and it writes all rules in Washington, D.C. and gives the authority to a new health insurance czar who would write the rules according to his discretion at a later date. It's not in the bill. It'll be written by a health insurance czar, and they will take away our freedom if we don't come and defend it in Washington, D.C. Thursday. And a peak is at noon, but we're going to ask people to stay here until this bill is killed dead with a wooden stake in its heart.
Congressman, what kind of turnout do you think will be necessary to change the minds of some of those who might be open to changing their vote on this?
Sometimes it just takes the right person looking the right person in the eye. And so I don't want to make predictions on how many it will take, but I know that there's one former Blue Dog that told me that he had one person in his town hall meeting that convinced him that he should be for socialized medicine. If one person can convince him of that because of the story that they told, a few thousand people here in this Capitol can turn that around the other way. Their story's better. There's a story of freedom. And you can always find something sad that happened, somebody that fell through the cracks. The Democrats in this Pelosi Congress have suspended their rational judgment. They're simply reacting to anecdotes and individual stories. They are not looking at the broad effect of this, unless it is their strategy to move this nation into the abyss of socialism. They've gone a long ways to do that so far. This is the crown jewel of socialism, this 1,990-page bill that must be killed. And this is the week, and Thursday noon is the day, and the city is Washington, D.C. And if they can't make that, go to the district offices where you can. Congressional District Offices, Americans for Prosperity has it up on their website. We need people here. They won't listen to you as well out in the district and across the country as they will if they're looking at you across these Capitol grounds, in the hallways of these congressional offices, and within the offices themselves. The members of Congress who believe that socialized medicine is the way to go have to understand that it is rejected by the American people, and they need to have a personal experience with real Americans here in this city.
Congressman, you mentioned before that right now the whip count doesn't necessarily show that the bill would pass, but you said that Nancy Pelosi is basically doing whatever it takes to get those votes. Elaborate on that. What is she offering, promising to some of those moderate members in order to get herself over the magic number?
Well, the specifics that, none of us are going to know, because that'll be the quiet little secret between Pelosi and members. But sometimes we found out after the fact that votes are bought with millions of dollars that are put into the district, and maybe a transportation project or a community project of some kind, an earmark, so to speak, that may not even have their name on it. It might be that Pelosi could threaten to take away the gavel of committee chairs, or promise to award it to someone whom wants to be a committee chair. There are all kinds of pieces of leverage. Sometimes it's just the peer pressure of going along to get along. When they all get back behind those closed doors, and they start to talk about how this diminishes the power of the president, and this is the critical moment for the Obama presidency, and if he can't pass socialized medicine, then his presidency will be in its descending in its power and influence. Well, those would not be reasons to saddle the American people with the crown jewel of socialism. And so that's kind of what happens, though, is those different dynamics get pushed, and they will deploy other members that have influence with some of those who are on the fence, and ask them to go have private conversations to turn up the pressure. They'll come back and report to Pelosi and her inner whip team, and they will strategize on everybody that they can. And if it gets down to, as a rumor was, that she was 15 votes short the end of last week, that's not that big of a hill to climb for the Speaker of the House with all that power. The only thing that turns that back, in my opinion, are the American people, or I wouldn't ask them to do this.
Congressman, a couple of questions before we let you go. First of all, if in fact you're able to defeat the bill on Thursday, that's not exactly driving the stake through the heart of it. What happens then? Does that just go back to the drawing board?
If this bill is defeated on the floor of the House of Representatives on Thursday, or more likely a final vote on Friday, if it's defeated, I do think it puts the end to this national health care plan. We didn't hear about it from the time that HillaryCare was defeated, and if it gets shot down in the House, this very liberal House, they will understand that they can't pass that legislation under this Obama, the first half of his first term. And we have an election coming up in November of 2010, and I'm convinced that there will be many of the members of Pelosi's caucus that will be called back home, and somebody that loves freedom will replace them.
Well, you mentioned that there's an election next year. There's also an election tomorrow, although on a limited basis, a couple of governorships, a couple of special House elections, and so forth. If Republicans are successful in the majority of these contests, do you think that will also send a message to some of these lawmakers, in addition to what you're planning in terms of the demonstration at the Capitol on Thursday?
Well, I think it does. I think those blue dogs that at least posture themselves to being on the fence, and some of them will be let off the hook to vote against it. But those that are on the fence, it'll be a lot harder for Pelosi to twist their arm, because the one thing that does influence them is they like their jobs. And so I can imagine there could potentially be a sweep through Virginia and New Jersey and the New York 23. I don't quite expect that, because I've watched the politics in New Jersey too long to believe that that's going to work just the way the polls predict it'll work up there. But I do think that there's a 2 out of 3, you said, a majority. I think that sends a resounding message that the American people have had enough of the nationalization of their economy and the taking away of their freedom by fiat of the presidency or act of Congress. And I think it is a very loud message, and it'll make the blue dogs step back and look. And it may well be the thing that gives the people that come to this city the leverage that they need to convince enough members to vote no. And by the way, I don't know that it'll actually happen, that it would come to the floor and not pass. It's more likely you would see the majority leader, Steny Hoyer, realize that he doesn't have the votes, come to the floor and delay the vote, or maybe cancel the vote. So it may not be as clean and dramatic as the votes going up on the board and having it fail and listening to the gavel fall and the joy that would come up all across America. It's more likely they will not be able to bring the bill forward if they don't have the votes.
Congressman, unfortunately, we're out of time. As always, sir, thank you so much for being with us. We'll be watching on Thursday to see what kind of demonstration you're able to put together.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate all you do and anything you can do to help bring him to this city. This is the time for reinforcements, Greg.
Iowa Congressman Steve King represents his state's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.